I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, February 26th. Manic Community Health Center says they expect to continue offering their COVID-19 vaccination clinic at 180 Old Colony Avenue in Quincy, even though the state is redirecting vaccines to mass vaccination sites. Manit has been offering the vaccines and COVID-19 testing at that site, which will eventually become a new special education learning center. Manit is also offering COVID-19 vaccinations for its patients at their headquarters on West Squantum Street in North Quincy and at their locations in Taunton and Hall. Beth Israel Leahy is also offering COVID-19 vaccinations for its patients at the State Street South Complex in North Quincy. Quincy Councilor-at-Large Ann Mahoney wants to know how Quincy College is impacting the city's budget. Mahoney will introduce a resolution at Monday night's meeting requesting an update on the Quincy College enrollment, student breakdown, the $2.4 million budget shortfall, and a five-year financial plan. Mahoney will also request an update from the administration on the property that's already been purchased for a new Quincy police station. About half of Quincy's first, second, and third graders have opted to return to classes full-time. Superintendent Kevin Mulvey says this is the first week that the younger students have the option of returning to full-time in-person learning. This week also began the voluntary pool testing program for COVID-19. High school seniors can return to full in-person learning beginning on Monday, and fourth and fifth graders on March 22nd. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch will deliver his annual State of the City address on Tuesday, March 9th. Koch says that he'll focus on many of the projects he spoke about during his last inauguration, including plans for a new 15-story office building in Quincy Center for city offices and Quincy College, and a new performing arts center in Quincy Center. Koch may hold his speech outside City Hall, depending on the weather. The Four River Bridge is scheduled to open Friday at 7:30 a.m. and Saturday at 9 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, February 26th.